Good morning.
Morning.
I want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is our Thursday, March 15th, regular session of Commissioners Court. We will have an invocation by Commissioner Gentry, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Father, we're thankful for this day. And Father, we are just humbled by your love for us and your grace and your hand that protects us. We thank you for the opportunity to serve our community. We thank you, Father, for those that serve in so many different positions. And we just thank you for your leadership and your guidance. We ask that you would continue to be with us and help us to make sound decisions. We ask that you be with the men and women of our country that are fighting abroad, those that stand in harm's way here, and the many different services that they provide. And we just thank you for your son, for his saving grace, and we ask these things in his name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item two is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. 2B is payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Payroll's approved. Item D, your budget amendments.
Motion to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burkus, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved.
This is election.
Item E, our accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Burkett to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item F is except for recording, auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, sheriff's office racial profile report, the jail commission report, continuing education certificates for treasurer Brandy Vick, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion except for recording stated item.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to accept those items for recording. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Sheriff, I would like you to speak to the jail commission report.
Yes.
In regards to item three also, or just the...
Just for right now, talk about the jail commission, what he said.
The jail commission report is actually very, in my opinion, excellent. The jail inspector came down on the 28th of February and for the unannounced inspection, and hearing that took pretty much all day up into the afternoon, about 6:30, 7 o'clock that night. After he got through, he commended the jail staff and everybody from the last year to where he has seen it, the inspection this year. He talked about how much the improvement, how clean it was, everything that we've been doing down there, the jail's going in the right way. It's being managed properly, it's being staffed properly, it's being ran by the leadership properly. And he said, over the last 8 to 9 years that he's been doing the jail inspections here in Upshur County, he said this is by far the best inspection that this jail's ever had since he's been the inspector. That is a... If you didn't know, that is a great thing, because if it's not, it probably is the biggest liability for this county as a whole and in the operation of that jail.
I sat in on that in the final inspection when they were going over, and they did say it's the best it's been since he's been inspecting it, and said it is an old facility, but they've got it in a good shape and really doing a great job down there. That's what Fred said.
So, thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Item three is discuss and take action on Upshur County Sheriff's Office employee recognition. Sheriff?
Yes, sir. Due to the inspection, if you don't know, this is a year-long process that continues. There's 26 different topics that the jail is inspected on, and I will introduce the folks that we're going to recognize today for such an outstanding job this last year on the keep the jail inspection compliant. And I will describe their job to you and what they do. These folks that we're fixing to recognize throughout the year have to keep records. They have to keep fire inspection logs. They have to keep medical paperwork that state required. One individual is also over the entire jailers too, and well, actually three. And there's a lot of paperwork that has to be kept in compliance and kept up with, make sure that it's done right and it's stored for the inspection that comes up. So the first person I want to introduce is Chief Deputy James Grunden. He is the Chief Deputy over the Jail Division. And go ahead and come up here with me, Chief. He is the overseer of the entire Jail Division side of the Sheriff's Office. Second one I want to introduce to you is Lieutenant Donna Hutto. She is our jail administrator, and she's responsible for the overall operations of the jail, the day-to-day operations. The third person I want to introduce you to is Sergeant Alan Wade. He is the administrative sergeant for the entire jail. He's responsible for making sure that rounds are done, that the jail staff properly, fire inspections and things are completed on quarterly and yearly, and make sure that that happens. Sergeant Vanessa, she is responsible for personnel records and a multitude of other things, but to make sure that everybody's property and records are all upkept and everything is documented in their files, the record files. Nurse Nisha Taylor, she is the person that makes sure all the medical files are done, all the medical file intakes are done properly and put into their files, and everything's done with that. Now, last year, y'all actually gave me a maintenance person of my own for the jail, which has worked out tremendously. One of the comments by the jail inspector was, this is the best he has ever seen this jail, period. I would like to give that recognition to Mr. Terry Wendelweel. He's been working for us approximately a little over a year now. He's one of the hardest working folks I've seen as far as when it comes to the day-to-day deals that he does. I see him walking down the hall with a tool bag in his hand and ask him if things are going okay, and he says, yes, Sheriff, they are. I'm fixing it, and I'll let you know if I have a problem. But he's been doing a great job, and everything's worked out real well. Today, I'm going to give out some awards to these individuals. First, I'll read it. These are going to be Distinguished Service Awards. I'll read the citation before I give it to them. They're all the same award, and they'll read the same. If you would, just put your name in there, because I'm just going to read it.
Yeah.
Okay. These are Chief Grunden, Lieutenant Hutto, Sergeant Ferguson, Sergeant Wade, Nurse Miss Taylor, and then Mr. Tinder Winterweedle. Did I miss anybody? No? Okay. You're hereby awarded the Distinguished Service Award for your meritorious service in the duty of great responsibility and excellence in the performance of your duties of leadership that distinguished the Upshur County Jail during the jail inspection that was conducted February 28, 2018. Your dedication has brought great credit to you and the Upshur County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Upshur County. Given on this, the 15th day of March, 2008.
Thank you, Sheriff. Thank y'all for your hard work. Item 4 is discuss and take action to approve use of courthouse lawn and vacant lot for Chamber of Commerce Easter egg hunt on March
31. Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the use of the courthouse lawn and the vacant lot for the Chamber of Commerce Easter egg hunt. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 5 is discuss and take action to approve the filing of the replat of Tract 9 of the Union Mountain Section 2 as shown on plat thereof, recorded in Book 5, page 49 of the Upshur County plat records.
That would be mine. Mr. Norris contacted me and asked me to file that. He has a sale pending, so if we can do this today, I greatly appreciate it. Make a motion that we accept this plat for filing.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Barker, that we accept the plat for filing. Those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Norris, for coming today. In here with the tax certificates. I just left it in the envelope. And
okay.
He's going to follow it downstairs and pay with the check.
Is that from
Northeast?
Northeast Texas?
Yes.
Municipal Water District?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Item six is discuss and take action to award road and bridge bids. And Andy, you gave everyone a copy of your recommendations.
Yes, Judge.
And you accepted the lowest bid in each one.
Yes, Judge.
I do want to clarify on the record, for the refined road oil and emulsified asphalt, I announced that when I opened those 2 weeks ago, I announced that that was from Trinity Asphalt. It is Trinity Asphalt, but it's also Bryan and Bryan and Ergon. So they're all the same group.
It's one company that Ergon bought, and it's just sister companies of the same outfit.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that because the bid specs were filled out by Bryan and Bryan, so just get it straight on the record.
Could I ask a question?
Yes.
You said that you recommend the lowest bid in each case. Maybe there's a typo here or something. I see that. I thought there was one where one bid was $4 higher than was recommended, but I just missed that.
It's the one in the dark print that's got the bid.
Yeah.
And just to clarify, delivery is included in the price.
Okay, appreciate it.
We don't go pick it up. It's what it costs me to get it to the job site.
That's the Jackson Oil bid you talked about.
Well, I'm talking about on the plant mixed asphalt, the oil dirt, the hot oil sand, and the type D.
Okay.
You have two prices. You have a pickup, and then you have a delivery.
Thank you, sir.
I move that we accept the bids of the recommendations of Mr. Jordan on road and bridge products.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Burke to accept the bid recommendations of our road administrator. Those in favor, and award those contracts. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.